3, 2, 1.
Yay!
Yay! All right, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Bring the bass in.
Take seven.
Take seven. Welcome to another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast.
Woo!
I do want to say this is what, episode 114?
Sure.
I like it.
Okay, cool. We're gonna go with that. If not, you know, whatever. You'll see it on the title card. This is your first time tuning in. Thank you. If this is your last time tuning in. Thank you as well.
Come back.
What we like to do here is talk about everything from the world of comics, films, and video games.
Yeah.
And you know, bring in the nice Sunday because I know you guys like our takes whenever you listen to this.
Yeah, they do. We do.
And that's what we are going to do today.
It's a very nice Sunday as well.
Very, very, very nice. It's a little chilly, but I can tolerate it.
I had to do some housework in the morning.
Hold on, though. What are we doing this under the guise of? What is guiding us today?
Oh, yeah, let's start with that. So we received a gift, actually. Shout out to Rodney, friend of the pod.
Thank you.
Reckless Rod. He gifted us this wonderful concoction. It is Tiramisu Nocte from Gnosis Brewing. So this is a brewery that took over the building where Devil's Trumper used to be here locally. They've been making some really good stuff. This is an imperial stout rested on graham crackers, Ghana and Ugandan cacao nibs.
Ugandan.
Show you the way.
Vanilla and coffee espresso beans.
It came from the bush.
Yeah, it is. It is supposed to kind of remind you of a tiramisu cake, and I do get some of those hints.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thick boy.
I think it's
clocking in. I don't know what it's clocking in at. I'm assuming around 13%. So it's gonna be a nice little upstart for our day, a nice little coffee to kick us off.
Yes, sir.
It's very much needed after the backbreaking labor of picking up my leaves this morning because I will say, God damn it, I've been waiting for them to come through for the spring pickup. They picked up like 3 branches and left and like enough for 15 bags of leaves.
Hey, bro, be happy they come to you.
Hey.
I mean,
did they?
You got a little defense mort out there.
Look, he's expecting them to be there. You see the difference? Yeah. He's expecting them to be there.
Listen, if you send a letter to my house that says spring pickup is between this and that, and you don't show up, taxes paid for that shit.
Okay, at least they're telling him when to do it. If they don't show up,
they're giving him that false hope.
Until then, you know, you had a good defense out there to stop the British. I almost mounted up behind one of the shirts.
Exactly.
It was so solid on the bottom. I was just picking them up there like wet cardboard. Like, I almost launched into them this morning. Good thing I didn't. I would have been lost. Yeah, showed up.
You almost launched
5 hours
into them.
Of work.
Yeah, I almost launched into them. It would have been like hitting like a pile of rocks.
Oh, why did I do that?
But at least my grass will be luscious with all the decaying matter. This
tree dandruff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So
very nice. Very nice.
But how's the rest of you guys' day been?
Yeah,
this wonderful spring Sunday morning.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, nice Me? Crisp.
Yeah, you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, oh. in the soikle, man.
Oh.
Little square.
It's
What, did y'all just wake up?
Yeah.
It's some bullshit.
No, no, I'm doing good. I mean,
uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
All right, everyone. Take a sip. He's bringing the room down.
All right, fine, yeah. All right, so yesterday, you know, thankfully, thank you, Clarence, for coming in with the save for, you know, actually going to go to the movies and everything. We went to go see Abigail. It was great. It was a nice little cap to getting ghosted because
shit. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the good type of downbringing I want to hear. All right.
Yeah, this is we got started out with a nice little heartbreak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I too saw a movie with Clarence.
Oh, you did? What'd you go see?
I did. We saw Civil War.
Oh, nice.
We saw Alec Garland's nice little we'll get into it later.
Yeah.
what a artsy film.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, some good choices, huh?
They chose not to go super corny, too, by playing This Is America.
this is a.
But wow. They could have.
They could have. I mean, and the fact that they didn't, that I love them so much for not doing it.
Oh, they could have. They should have. Oh,
they did. So they didn't play it.
Yeah, they didn't play it.
They didn't.
They could have.
That would be the one time to do it.
Yeah, they could have played it. It would have been perfect. Because they did everything but that, honestly.
They were trying. They tried really hard with this movie.
No, fuck it. Let's start it. Let's start with that. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It was just, I wanted Jamal. What's going on with you, man? You got.
Oh, this?
Yeah,
oh, this
right here. Look, you got more jewelry. You
know, I didn't even show the camera. I didn't even notice.
How did that get there?
I didn't even realize that.
What is this?
I didn't realize that took us out of the house.
It's so bright.
Yeah. God, let me see what it says here. It's the third place unisex open weight for April 2024 at the Rollertown Showdown Sumo Tournament.
Good shit. Congratulations.
Went down there, took third place.
Yeah.
You know? Your boy did good, you know?
He did. You came back with vengeance.
I came back with a medal. Look, because let me tell you, I did not see it going this way, boy.
After how's that the competition, practice, man?
Oh, man, steep, stacked, all right? The Keiko before the tournament, these young boys were going at it like round after round after round. We were only supposed to get 15. Everybody was going in on their 24th. We were sitting here. I had my shit back on, my clothes on. We were driving away. They're still out there on the mat. I'm like, God damn, I'm going to get killed tomorrow. And then I saw them all that night at Texas Roadhouse. I'm like, God, these motherfuckers are machines.
They are, yeah.
And then tournament day, you know.
They didn't show up.
Put my shit on.
All right.
Said, let's make some magic. And I did. And here we are. You know, I am a medal recipient.
That's right.
I saw you, man. Like fucking, I saw some of your matches and shit. At least as long as they had the streaming shit, you were doing real good out there.
I just had to believe in myself. That's all I could do. Yeah. Shout out to Dallas Sumo Club for putting on a really, really, really great show. Check it out on YouTube. Pretty sure we'll have the link in there or something. Yeah. You know. Yeah, it was a real, real good show. I'm so proud of myself. I'm gonna probably wear this for another week and a half.
Exactly.
Until it turns brown from wearing it on the element so much.
Exactly. I haven't decided whether or not I'll wear it to work, you know.
You should.
I don't want to go off in the metal detector because I'm not taking it off.
Oh, they have a metal detector at work?
Yeah, but it doesn't really work. Never mind. It's just there for shit.
You're gonna get that thing like encrusted onto something, onto some clothes. It's like
put it on a little case, you know, on a shelf somewhere, you know, when I get some more. Waiting on that.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Next, silver or gold?
Silver or gold. Yeah. I'll take whatever I can get, okay? All I'm doing, I'm just trying to keep up with the young boys.
He's just happy to be there, coach.
Hey. Yes, sir.
He's just there to toss meat and take medals.
Toss meat?
Goddamn right.
Woo!
But yeah, other than that, I've been having a pretty stellar weekend. I haven't done shit after that. No practice. No gym.
You've earned it.
I'm trying to recover my knees. You know what I mean? But other than that, I've been doing real good.
You sat down before the show, and it sounded like firecrackers going off.
Oh
outside.
My god! Man. Right, like Jubilee was in the back room.
Oh shit! What about you, Clarence?
Oh well, besides spending time with you guys, I going to my mom's house, working on her yard, being an adult.
Being an adult. Oh, helping your mom out.
Yeah, she has
a good son.
She has a little hand injury, so she can't do anything a lot right now. So I got to go over there and help out a lot.
That's okay.
Bet.
Yeah.
I'm just doing what I got to do.
You should go over there, even if she wasn't her fingers going on, you know? It's your mom. Yeah,
You're a great son.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, my Sundays are a little booked up, but I love my mom all the same.
You are a great son. Shout out to the moms out there. We love you.
And moving right along, guys. So what are we getting into, man? We're getting into these...
Man, we got quite a few things to talk about. Let's start off. A few trailers came out within the last couple weeks. And main one that actually caught my eye when it first dropped. And I didn't send it to you guys right away, which I think I should have.
You wanted to keep it
See
to yourself.
No, yeah, See No Evil with James McAvoy.
Speak No Evil.
No Evil.
I always get it confused,
but there is already a See No Evil, right?
Yeah, with Kane.
That's the one with Kane.
There we go.
The hole in the back of his head. The good one.
I have to agree with you. I think that's still going to hold up way better than this movie. This movie looks intriguing. I like the kind of like what they're going for, but when you have like horror or thriller movies like this where they kind of paint it to you on screen, kind of, you know, it was intriguing. I really liked it. I just don't know if I'm going to sit through like 90 minutes of it because I saw it in 2 minutes on the computer.
Right. The trailer took all the real tense parts and
it took the.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't really hide that twist a little bit more, like with the little boy and everything. Like you didn't have to. That could have been like, oh, that's why it's called this.
Right.
Instead of just putting it out there.
Either they got something tucked away they just wanted to put all the meat on Front Street.
Maybe have like a wall of tongues.
Like, I don't know how many more times I could see James McAvoy play a crazy guy before I start believing it.
I love it.
I believe it.
I'm here for his physique. I am here totally for his physique. That final shot.
Yeah,
he could barely get through the door frame.
Massive.
It's like
massive
he fucking trained for like a fucking Marvel's role. He's just so
He never let go of that beast physique.
No,
from
Split.
Split. Yeah.
From that one movie that shall not be named and that came after it.
Ugh. I will never forget because it hurt me. All right, yeah,
they hurt us all.
It hurt, yeah. Except for somebody.
What do you mean?
Well,
you're looking forward to The Trap by your favorite director?
Stop it! No.
Speaking of twists,
it looked
what a twist.
I saw the trailer. Yes, I did like M. Night, and I want M. Night to be good again. But like this,
make M. Night great again.
Yeah, make M. Night great again. But this trailer, like it. It's fine, like the concept is fine, but I don't know if it's good enough for like a 90 minutes.
I don't know what the fuck he's thinking.
Let's be real. We all know this movie's not leaving the stadium.
And we're talking about Trap, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Trap.
I thought it was a fucking documentary for that rock band from the 2000s.
It does, like, it could have led there. And then there was a twist that there's a trap for a murderer, and that's the main character.
You know, it's intriguing that he put his twist on the trailer.
I
just wonder what the actual twist is going to be. Yeah. Like the twist.
Aliens.
I want it to be that the concert is a seance and he has to kill one more person and then the song will bring something about. Right? That's M. Night.
Reaching for the stars.
I'm just reaching for M. Night.
Or maybe he's not actually a killer. Maybe it's his daughter. His daughter's.
Oh.
Yeah, daughter's the actual
butcher. A fucking 9-year-old?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's a tween. Sure. You know, she could have, you know.
Don't say tween. Again.
I was thinking the person he has on the camera is actually the killer.
Oh, that he got trapped.
But he took the killer, and now he has someone to get caught killing the killer because the killer killed somebody he killed.
You said killer like 9 times.
I know what
he's in the soup.
Guys, obviously the real killer.
It was 420 last night. You know, I spent 3 hours just breaking this movie down.
Oh, my God. Obviously the real killer is the singer.
That would have been cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like that twist too.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can get.
We got to save this. I'm going to save this and then we'll come back to it to see if our prediction
is correct. I saw a Twitter post that said, I can't wait for, what's his name?
Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett to fight the family from Knock at the Cabin and the beach that turns everybody old.
Yeah. Yeah. Another pile up.
Oh my God. I mean? It's the fucking end game of like M. Night Shyamalan movies. And
yeah.
And then the old lady from Devil comes in as well.
Stop.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah. Bring it all together.
I mean, they do need to bring her back.
Yeah. She's great. Yeah. I should have. I really wanted you to.
That's crazy.
I love them. I do like that movie.
But yeah, also, I don't know about the trend of like putting the twists in the movies. Like, you're just letting me know not to believe that, to like not. The way I feel about those is that my attention and my grasp of it is already lost until I see that twist because you already showed it to me. So I'm naturally expecting something more to come after that.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like half in on the movie until that happens. And then now you can start bringing me back into the movie. I'm not a fan of these trailers overly showing like,
look at
this crazy twist. And like, are we showing you the whole movie or are we just going to have something special for you in the background? Because I don't give a fuck until I see what you told me in the trailer already.
Mm. Right. No, I feel you on that.
You know, at this point, I just want them to cut a good trailer. Lie to me even, but just have the trailer be good.
Yeah.
Make me want to go see the movie.
Exactly.
Like that Cuckoo trailer?
Yeah. Like
That was exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it got my heart around. Like Hunter Schafer is in her like first, like, I guess like main role and everything. So good.
Anytime,
and it looks cool.
Anytime you get a trailer where you have like the really skinny white women looking like twisting and body contorting, around corners. That's my shit right there.
100%.
Like,
ring still gives me nightmares. Yeah.
I don't know about y'all. I see that's when I kick them in their shins and watch them trip or something.
Well, I'm ready to jump.
Her shin is gonna do some kind of crazy contortion, and you're gonna miss.
Right
now, she has.
And then she's gonna turn backwards. and grab you like this.
Yeah.
put me in the Cobra clutch.
Exactly. Yeah. Shit looks crazy, man.
Yeah, that looks good.
And it's expected to be released in August. A little early, I think. I believe the first one we talked about, Speak No Evil, that's slated for September 9th. Mm. So it looks like the later, you know, the end of the second quarter into the third quarter of the fall.
Have a lot more.
Yeah, it's getting picking up. Yeah,
more
it's
horror movie time.
Yeah, yeah, horror movies. And that's, you know, that's cool.
Really looking forward to Maxine too. That's the real.
Yes.
That's the real one. I've been following since X, mm-hmm. then Pearl, which was fucking sensational.
I finally caught up to that. I see what you meant and everything. This man was trying to get me on it for a long time. He was just like, hey, have you seen X? I'm like, no. I was like, why are you watching X? Like, did I see Pearl? Like, no. So I finally like to do like a back-to-back sort of watch of them and everything. Actually, for another podcast, I'm on another podcast.
Oh, nice.
But yeah. But
who are you seeing?
It's called Psycho's Kitchen. Look it up.
I can't believe you're gonna cheat on us right on air and tell us.
He waited until we were out in public. You
right.
know?
You can't beat him.
Yeah, exactly.
Just you wait till the camera turns off.
He's gonna fall you like Chadwick Boseman.
Gonna have a fucking black eye during the fucking anime review.
Gonna shit on your bed like
yeah, like Amber Heard. Yeah.
But no, these I can't wait to see the conclusion to this trilogy of films and everything. I don't
know
where it's
going. Are they tied together? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Severely tied together? Like is that the same lady?
In the same universe. Yeah. I mean, same lady, but it's in the same universe.
So are we in the same boat as being out the loop?
Yeah,
or is it just me?
I haven't seen them, but I've heard just plenty of great stuff about them.
They're good.
I just haven't had the chance to sit down and watch them.
Mm-hmm. Real They're solid really stuff here. Yeah. Salute to them for moving the culture forward and not making a movie in 1984. They made it in 1985.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
We're getting
closer to the 90s.
Whew. Slow down now.
I can't wait until my childhood is retro.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's already retro.
Sorry,
buddy.
Oh, jeez.
Have you noticed?
In my mind, I'm still 18. Fuck it.
Have you noticed whenever they show pictures from like the 1980s, they're all in black and white? Like they didn't have color pictures?
I've noticed a trend of that.
They want to make you feel older.
Ain't that weird as fuck?
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's weird enough just hearing Nickelback out in public. If I'm being honest,
Creed tried to have that resurgence for a little second.
The key phrase there.
I think it's brewing. I think one of these days you will become a believer.
You might be right. Mm-hmm. You might be right. Speaking of believers, I mean, the only other trailer that we saw was Joker 2, right?
Joker 2, yes.
I'm not a believer.
I'm not either.
I'm not a believer.
I'm actually excited. I like this trailer. You know, I'm not overly excited. I just feel like I'm going to have a lot better time with this film than the first one.
What to expect from someone who didn't like Avatar 2, The Way of Water?
That movie.
For someone who's such a wet blanket, you didn't like The Way of Water?
Right. Mm-hmm. Got it.
How was that? Mm. That was a wet blanket of a film. It was wet.
You're a wet blanket.
It was water everywhere.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chris, though. I feel like I'm going to have a better time than the first one, but I'm not a musical guy. Mm. Although I'm starting to come around to it, at least I don't hate musicals anymore. I just kind of live with them. Willy Wonka was cool.
You saw that?
Yeah, the Wonka with the
Timothy
Chalamet. It was alright.
Paul Atreides.
So
it's Timothée, by the way.
This one, it's gonna be intriguing. This is here, you know, finally.
Possible
a fresh spin on the Joker, I guess you can say. I mean, even though like they tried to pass that off at the first one, but like. This kind of, you know, the musical aspect of it, where he's like, he's only the Joker, hopefully in his like musical insane renditions. Like, exactly. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Intrigues me. I want to see what they do with the film. I'm still going in there apprehensive as.
That's fair compared to. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. What it is.
My hands are folded, but I'll be there.
Yeah.
I just don't want all the guys. I can't wait for the resurgence of everyone. Like, he's so me. Like the Joker, I get him.
They never stop.
Like the first time,
they never stop.
They never stop. Uh-huh.
You're gonna get them to sing and dance.
The next one's gonna be the Crow.
No, this is too woke for them. Actually, they're not gonna watch this film.
Yeah, you're right. They're gonna see the Crow.
The Crow is gonna be them. Oh, and then the Joker's gonna come.
They're gonna say they made the Joker too woke.
Yeah.
Oh, that got delayed actually.
What? Oh, the Crow.
Yeah, the Crow. Yeah.
Oh well.
Dark words.
Oh shit!
But
at least I got delayed, unlike something else, you know.
What?
Jon Snow.
Oh yeah, no, ooh. That shit got canned. There was
sorry, it's summertime.
They put that boy on the wall. He said, "For the watch."
I didn't even remember that that was an actual thing.
Right.
It wasn't.
I didn't give a fuck. I read that headline. I was like, oh.
Move on.
Yeah.
Poor Kit, dog. Two projects canceled back to back.
It's not canceled.
It's canceled.
We don't know if Blade, if he's out of Blade or not.
He's out of Blade. He's not. Remember, he's out of Blade.
Honestly, I'll be surprised who is in Blade at this point. But yeah, I never had any hope for this series. Mm-hmm. I've seen a couple of things with Kit Harington in it. He's not that great, so
no,
he's really not.
Outside of like,
Jon Snow,
I think the thing is that he played Jon Snow for so long, and everybody expects him to act like Jon Snow. Mm-hmm. That Jon Snow doesn't fit
anywhere.
99% of the places, like Jon Snow fits in that one time.
Yeah, right? That one specific that time.
One
frame.
Specific cock.
He just needs a wacky role. He needs to. Who did that? Daniel
team.
Radcliffe. Yeah, he just needs to do a whole bunch of wacky, random things until people are just okay. Yes. So he can do whatever he wants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But this won't be it because this is over.
Yeah, they're not gonna let him do that no more.
Apparently, there was
he had a window of time to do that. <She's gone.
laughs> there was like rumblings in like 2022. Like I think even like George R. R. Martin, while he was having interviews, he kind of like talked about it.
George R. Martin.
Yeah, he needs to get his ass back to fucking writing that goddamn book.
No, he's going
to
do something else.
I finally finished all the fucking books. What the fuck, dude?
Welcome to the waiting fold.
Come on.
Now, wait. No. Because he's off doing animation. He wants to do animations and shit now for Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with the last book.
Chase your animation dreams, Martin. Chase it. Leave all these motherfuckers waiting. The eternal waiting room. Pass that shit on to somebody else who doesn't know how to write.
Spoilers for everybody hasn't read the books. They've been out for 15 fucking years. But if this series is going to end with Daenerys just fucking diarrhea on the side of a mountain.
Yeah. What the That's crazy.
Yeah, that's great. That's literally crazy. The last chapter.
That's pretty crazy.
The bitches just shitting their brains out on the side of a mountain. Come on!
It's great.
It's only up from here, dude.
But yeah, he basically, the reason why this became an article and like, oh, just to make sure everyone knows, because he was in an interview saying that he confirmed it. And then even the David and Dave or whatever,
what about them?
They've been doing interviews for their new movie, you know, because their new movie's coming out. They also said like, oh, we would love to do it, but like,
no, you had your chance.
Yeah.
Right. We don't want you anymore.
Winter has come and gone.
What's that mean with the little blind boys? Like, don't call my house anymore.
Yeah. Welcome.
But apparently, unlike Game of Thrones, some things just won't die. Like,
I swear to fucking God, bro. Ooh.
Heroes. Oh.
Let's go.
Tim Krieg is back again.
Shout out to Peter Petrelli.
How do they keep getting funding?
I don't know.
How?
Tom, I'm sorry, not Tom. Yeah, Tom Krieg is, he just has infinite money.
He's got some photos over there.
Yeah.
Somebody. He's got some compromising photos of someone over there.
He thought that he was clever and decided to announce this in a meeting with people during the eclipse because he's going to name this new one. Heroes Eclipse.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The marketing sells itself.
Yeah. There's an eclipse in the show.
He got him.
That's why he waited so long. He had to wait until the next.
Right.
And then come by in like 5 years.
Damn, he's good.
Wow.
Damn, he's good.
He's solid, man.
Perfect marketing, exactly.
Man, that last shit was so fucking
terrible.
That was terrible.
You know what's funny?
What was it called?
Reborn?
It was, yeah, it dies.
And it re-died.
It re-died. The next one is literally the same concept.
Why are we keep?
But again,
I mean, hey,
like he was like, we're here again. More heroes are coming, and there's more villains that are going to try to suppress the heroes, but the heroes are going to be heroes.
Stop allowing yourselves to get hurt.
No, I don't care anymore.
Listen, heroes worked the first two seasons because of the concept of new heroes emerging.
Now it's all the writers wrote before they left.
When season 3 came out and it was like, oh, the supervillains are just like circus guys.
Rock man.
And we're just going to take regular people that just meet up at Starbucks and beat each other up.
Yeah, that was a little tough that season.
Oh, that's because they didn't have no writers.
It was getting tough before that. Yeah, but that was the straw that broke the back.
Yeah.
Well, they did the best they could. Because if they had no writers and they pulled that out, I mean
you guys simply had to be there during the great during the great Haitian wars. You simply had to be there.
We were all sold that show was better than Lost.
Yeah. And it wasn't.
It wasn't.
No. I don't care what anybody says.
As much as losses pissed me off, at least it was pretty good the whole way around. I don't like Heroes.
Yeah. I just don't know what they were thinking with that last season.
What, Reborn?
That Reborn shit.
I don't know.
It was just so bad. They could have kept that.
They were trying to touch onto, they were trying to reach the new kids, but somehow. Like, forgetting that the new kids gave no shits about
them. They didn't hear about this. They didn't want to know about it.
You could put as many video game references and as many different colored hair you want in there. No one gave a
shit. And also, you have to do video game references that they like, not the ones that you like. Okay?
Exactly.
The little Asian girl
can't
one,
talk about
that's
Dune.
Old.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we don't. Nobody likes that anymore. That was a you guys thing. You need to expand a little bit, but it, you know, that's not here nor there.
Yeah,
if you would have made some Fortnite skins.
Now we're talking.
Nah, Fortnite's bigger than them. Fortnite's bigger than Heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You get no argument.
Nobody's
from
arguing that.
Not a single person. Wait,
you know what's bigger than... I'm just kidding. It's not bigger than Fortnite. Another thing that just won't die, apparently it's coming back. Reboot of Scary Movie.
Are the Wayans attached to this in any way?
The only thing the only thing we know...
Yeah, no, thanks.
The only thing we know is that it's from the producer of Sonic, the movie. That's it, which I don't...
The fuck does Sonic know about Scary Movie?
Sonic knows.
I don't know. I love Sonic, but I don't...
It's not the same thing, Cliff.
It's not the same thing.
Not even
But it's not. If it's... You can be surprised.
I don't think so. I don't think I want to hear a joke about fucking
chili dog?
Coupons for fucking...
For Olive Garden?
For Olive Garden.
Wouldn't be a first time.
I don't want that in my
skin. No, I'm saying wouldn't be a first time.
Probably not.
Look, I don't really know why we're even doing this. It wouldn't be Scary Movie. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, reboot? Are you gonna do modern films, or are you gonna do like the older films again?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't
like,
think any modern film, and this is in the shot to like, I love the modern horror movies, but I don't think they hold a pop culture
impact.
As those slasher movies did in the 90s, which made the first movies work.
Maybe exactly. Not to us, but probably to the younger generations. They have that foothold.
I mean, I just don't hear about him.
Call your knees
way.
Right now.
No,
exactly. Huh?
Call your knees right now. Ask her what she thinks of Hereditary.
Hereditary, or Smile, or Megan.
Megan.
The only thing I could see, the only angle I could see, is if they just made a catch-all parody of the A24 hoity-toity elevator see, horror.
Yeah, that
could be their only angle in my mind. Yeah.
Bring some Jordan Peele into the...
Yeah, bring a little bit of Jordan Peele. Those modern, you know, flip shit on their head, elevated guys.
I want the smile creature to crawl into someone's mouth, and then someone gets indigestions and shits it out.
That's a little
just have a
little
10
juvenile,
minutes.
But sure. Yeah.
I mean,
that's scary. That's scary movie.
That's scary movie.
I mean, I just don't see it working without the Wayans in any fashion.
No,
so.
I mean, even with the Wayans, we got two good ones. And
exactly.
They left on the third one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were gone.
That's it.
There's only two people that can make parody movies. It's Mel Brooks and the Wayans Brothers.
And they are all sadly out of business when it comes to that stuff. So I'm just not
call
interested.
Mel Brooks. I guarantee you got one more in him.
Yeah, get him in there.
Moisturize me. He will say.
Also, apparently, your girl Melissa Barrera, she wants in on this. She wants to clap back. That would be a fun little. Yeah, exactly.
And just like that, I'm in. Why didn't you start with that?
She wants him. We don't know.
I will be hoping for her to get
him.
Yeah,
me too.
It'd be dumb to not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, capitalize on that. That would be fantastic. Sure. Yeah. Why not?
It would be great.
The one screen reference, she'll be in it.
Exactly.
I'll take that.
Do you guys? I mean, I can understand no, but like, do you guys want some of the old crew back? Like the girl who played Cindy and the girl who played her friend.
Cool. Anna Faris? I just start new. I mean,
you want some new people? Okay.
Yeah. Granted, I don't know what the landscape of people that you could even pull to make this work, but I know. I'm sure they're out
some
there.
Some up and coming comedians, I guess?
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, sure.
Matt
Rife.
Big good on that.
Yeah.
Get Shane Gillis. Some people, you know, get some of the rowdy crowd.
Yeah, why not? Go in on it.
Look, do whatever you want. The Scary Movie reboot. All right, just do whatever you want.
Right. I'll catch a matinee.
I'm more than likely not going to be there anyway.
Absolutely, I'll catch a matinee.
We'll be back for the trailer, and then we'll. Yeah. For me, at least, I'm going to see what it's going to look like first.
Bet.
Yeah.
If I get disaster movie vibes, any vibes that came
epic
after
movie,
us,
disaster, the
Meet
the Spartans.
Yeah.
We out of there.
Yeah,
we don't need none of that shit. None of that bullshit at all. I'm pretty excited. Did you guys hear that Keanu Reeves is going to be the voice of Shadow?
I predicted this. I am Notre Dame. I said that it would probably only be him.
Hey, Chris.
And no one believed me. What?
Put your hands down. Keep your hands down. All right.
Keanu, our savior. No, man,
living your truth. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead. Do it.
I did it. I did it. And I am honestly, I was a little skeptical. And then someone apparently a year ago did some animations using Keanu Reeves' lines from different movies. If it's
I mean, like, he sounds like him.
He does.
No, Shadow sounds like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, no, you're right, exactly.
I mean, he's a man. He's the only man on set.
And we don't have to worry about
Shadow's
him.
Shadow's a man hog.
That's right.
And we don't have to worry about him emoting because the animation will do it all.
Right. You
know? Yeah.
So. Way better than Lion King.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to hear the lines. Playtime is over.
Playtime is over.
Chaos Control.
I'm the coolest.
This is the ultimate power. I want to hear it. I want to hear them all.
I want to see his motorcycle. I want to see his gun.
Yeah, exactly.
I need a
all the hits.
Gun.
Please. Yeah, give me a gun.
Please.
You got to pause, bro. You got to pause. Give me a gun.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah. I know. No, and they got his head up.
I need a
I'm
gun.
The
I'll be honest.
Coolest.
I'm the coolest.
Now, I wasn't paying attention. Is it like, is he Shadow in his own movie or is he in a Sonic film?
Sonic film. The third film.
Okay, well, that being said, I am a little worried about the three of anything like this.
Fair.
You know, regardless of who they're getting on board. But, you know.
You have no idea. Sonic fans, we're just waiting for it to be a piece of shit. We're just waiting.
Because it shouldn't have been this good to begin with, especially not two for two.
Right. You don't
like, you know, when someone's like trying to make you flinch or whatever.
Yeah.
Sonic movie one, we're like,
it's good.
Honestly,
the second one, people liked it. Third one. I'm kind of, honestly, like my.
And you're going to punch on the fourth one.
I'm going to get, depending on how the Knuckles show is next, this coming, Thursday or something like that. That's going to depend on how I feel about the third one a little bit more because I want to see how that
here he comes.
They got 6 hours of
rougher than the rest
of Knuckles,
the best of them.
Yeah, rough, tougher than leather. Unlike Sonic, you don't chuckle.
He rather flex his muscles.
Exactly.
So is Knuckles with a black family or a white family? That's the only question.
What do you mean? There's one black family. There's one black family and one white guy.
Oh, so who's he going to be with majority of the time?
Oh, he's going to be with a white guy.
Ugh.
He's teaching him the ropes.
Yeah.
It's Idris Elba teaching him the rope.
No thanks.
How to become a true warrior.
Yeah. I want to show you how to be a warrior.
Damn. Too bad. Well, you know.
Whatever.
Looking forward to see Shadow.
Yeah, me too.
Looking forward to see my man get all the praise.
You posted something too, though, and I don't know what it means. I have to look back in 2016, but you posted something about how Keanu Reeves... he's reuniting with someone from 2016 in the film or something like that from one of his older films.
Don't call me out on what I post.
Okay.
I don't remember any of that. You prepped me before air and you told me about the article
You
sent the article.
You have to understand it. When I'm at work, I'm on autopilot. I'm just like, oh my god, repost something, turn my phone off.
All right, next time I'll repost.
Yeah, yeah. You prep me first. Fine. Don't you ever do that again?
I may. But yeah, no, I'm excited, and we'll see what happens. But you know what? I'm not excited for apparently AI is getting way out of hand, guys. Like
it's showing
up. Apparently in our comic books now too.
It's everywhere.
Been in our comic books, by the way.
It's been. I mean, where? What other ones besides this Batman one?
I mean, you know, tell I'm sure me. If you look hard enough, you.
No,
look.
No. Tell me.
No.
Okay.
That's a bold claim without any
sort of evidence.
If you look, don't worry. You get out your microphone. Your little microscope.
My microphone. Sure hey, are you
AI? AI? And you hear code. The AOL goes,
as the page begins to perspirate.
but if you guys tell it, this is a serious issue. It's another gimmick that people want to use.
It's just concerning. Like why? I think because it's only because like it's used. Like I'm not saying AI can't be useful. It is in most everything before it became generative. Like it's in video games. It's in editing programs and stuff and make things easier. Cool. But like it's being used to generate art itself. And then a lot of people are getting on board like it's supposed to be the next run of art. Like, oh, this is going to replace artists. Like
it's
that's
really
what
not.
It's not. But it is. But they keep pushing and keep putting money in it. And apparently it's getting so mainstream that I don't know, like this. It's a claim that it's being used in this Batman comic. And everything, especially the fact with the artist apparently hasn't done this style before. Like before this comic, his style was completely different. Yeah, like that's like, it's like a just, you know, it's really weird.
We start by persecuting artists, leads us down a dark road. I think it was in that Batman comic that you were talking about where he had the really weird dream sequence. And
yeah.
Joker was like super
scary. The one when he was in jail, with Joker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Supposedly it's used in there, which is fine. I mean, if that's a technique that he wanted to use to make something he literally can't make his hands make.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the argument of AIs, to what extent the AI is used, a really great example is the Drake diss where he used AI voice to change his voice into Tupac and Snoop. That was clever.
That was fucking
clever. My man had Tupac rapping a fucking beat, but what the but whatever.
You know, he can only do so much. He's still Drake, you know, writing
couldn't
the
generate
lyrics
on beat.
Yeah,
but okay. We've also seen, especially coming from the music side, there is actual apps now coming out where you can go in and say, I want this type of music. Let's say for a birthday song, I want a dedicated birth. So then this AI will make an actual track. Yeah. We'll take 70, whatever the fuck prompts you give it, and it'll make this track. Now we're really going to see in the future how that affects the already crumbling infrastructure of streaming sites when it comes to paying their artists.
Yeah.
Because it's real easy now for me to come in and just make a whole new, you know, track.
Yeah.
Me as a music producer and somebody who likes a sample, it's a goldmine for me.
Okay.
Because I can go in and give me a 70, do that, boom, this tempo, this key, da da da, and give me a sample that I can legally sample without having to touch anything else, right?
Yeah.
So as a producer, that's a tool that I can use, but right. I can also see the dangers of what that tool
like
is going to
like
be.
The dark
and
side.
As an artist, if you don't want to like draw your own like backgrounds and perspectives and shit, like draw me a city road and put somebody on it, and then I can just do the rest.
Now, are you going to have artists that do the whole thing, and now they're going to be like, "Well, you're not really an artist, right?" Like these are going to be the conversations
And people can gatekeep and do as they please when we get to that portion of the thing. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like I said before, it is just another tool. It's like, and it's pretty easy to see which art is done by AI. They all look like the same. A really, really, really sharp chin,
like
really muscular bodies, yeah. Straps and shit on them, like just repetition, just boring, boring, boring stuff. Mm-hmm. Most people can tell, like artists too lively. It's too mistake. Is purposely mistake ridden. Like everybody does things different and wrong and in a colorful way.
Yeah.
And it makes it their art. Like the point I'm saying is that there's no way you won't be able to tell what's an AI artist and what isn't. And there are people who are going to want to buy that stuff, but everybody else is going to keep doing what they've
been
doing. At this
point, it's not hard to tell, but I think it's only going to get, the line is just going to get a lot blurrier and blurrier as it goes in.
It just depends on what you're in it for.
You start with this and then they just won't be able to tell the difference.
I mean, they had I think it was a Kendrick thing that came out and they marketed it as a response, and there was a guy that did it in his basement. He produced a beat, wrote rhymes, did it, applied an AI voice, and put it out to the masses. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, people thought it was like a diss record that came out. And so this is where it starts. You start being able to fool the masses. That's where it gets tricky. Because I think most masses are easily fooled.
Yeah, true.
As much as we want to say that we're smart and we really can tell the difference,
we're not.
We can't. Like, sometimes we can't. Sometimes it's just...
Everything's going so fast.
As much as we love misinformation, we love disproving it.
Yeah.
So
you got to start looking at those hair, that strain of hair. Why is that molding into their neck like that?
Right.
You got to look at that hand. Why is their hand part of their wrist at the same time as part of their stomach?
Why is that necklace? The necklace doesn't go anywhere. It goes into... Oh.
Why has that necklace got teeth?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Neuralink. Neuralink into his chest.
Yeah.
That guy's too busy playing... what was he playing?
Something stupid.
Civ.
Really?
The first guy who got a Neuralink transplant. The first thing he did was play Civilization all night.
Yeah.
Bet. We're doomed.
Been doomed for a long time.
Speaking of doom, Fallout.
Yeah,
let's talk about Fallout.
Something. Well, not really, but I bought some beer last night.
Oh,
you want to make some Nuka-Cola? Yeah.
I would like to make some Nuka-Cola.
Now, I love this thing, but this fucking color scheme is fucking
cold.
Fallout as motherfucker.
Ooh. It is.
This is Cult Time.
Vault Time,
the Revolution Brewery.
Nice.
Facts.
4%. This is just water, guys.
Oh, okay. You see how he put the whole thing on here? That's how you knew something was up.
Ooh.
Thank you. Get ready for the most foam you've ever had in a long time.
Oh, what?
He said, what? How dare you?
How the fuck?
This is Revo Brewing.
Chicago Zone, Revolution Brewery. This is going to be my goddamn summer drink.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is water. Holy shit. Okay.
It's fine.
Now makes that's me, how we get a Sunday started.
That makes me want to put a quarter in the jukebox.
A quarter.
Get the rad roaches ready.
More like a nickel.
The grill.
Yeah. A nickel or a...
Because boy, I tell you, I've only seen the first two episodes of this Fallout show, but they've been a treat. Rarely do you get two back-to-back bangers for a beginning episode and everything else is whack, you know?
Yeah, I haven't finished it myself either, but this... From the first 5 minutes of this fucking show, I was as a Bethesda fan, as a Fallout enthusiast. Come on, man! it is everything I could have ever hoped for. The acting is great. The performances are great. The visual effects are fantastic. The way that they bring you into the world is the costume designs are fucking
immaculate.
Yeah, I love Ghoul.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Walter Goggins is one of the best TV actors of all time.
Yeah.
Great.
And his involvement solely got me into the show. And he did not disappoint.
Yeah. You know, this rendition of a good, bad, and ugly type of deal is great. This is a Fallout. This is Fallout. There's nothing you can tell me. I know there's some lore controversies. Yeah, shut up. Shut up.
You know, the nerds will always complain.
I got a Yagwai on the second fucking episode. Shut up. That Yagwai looks so good.
He didn't do nothing but be, oh God. Oh fuck. Help me.
Michael Rappaport got his ass whooped by a Yagwai.
Good.
All is good. Yeah. All is beautiful.
Good with that. This is a really, really, really well done show. Yeah, like you said, first 5 minutes, I'm already hooked. I tried to watch a little bit of it down in Texas, and like I said, I only saw 5 minutes, but I was like, this is the best show.
Yes. It's fantastic.
This is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
This is one of the best video game adaptations. This is, I don't want to say the best video game adaptation. I haven't finished it, but
we're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing real good. Yeah. We're eating right now.
No, good. I'm happy for you guys.
We just need the Mass Effect one now.
No.
Yes. What do you mean no?
It's okay.
What?
It's okay.
Let's get a good game first.
Ooh, careful there. Damn. Careful with that take.
That cold time got him feeling cold.
Whoa.
Ice cold.
You're going to launch that. We're going to talk about that one.
Careful there, you little killer.
Launch the nuke.
I know.
Oh my God. He's a Arachni. He's a Arachni.
I'm a Arachni?
He's a Arachni.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever,
but that did hurt Marcel. The fucking about. Oh, shit. I'm like, they keep going back to showing that back city. They keep showing it. They're going to do it. And then they do it. I'm like, oh. Is it your thumb or mine? It should be.
Heartbreaking.
Like, it was oh my one, God. Two. It's like three, four. Fuck. Four.
Done.
Damn.
Great.
So bad.
And I like the fact that I'm coming into the show completely blind. I never played a Fallout game.
I too am coming.
You're coming?
Listen, man. I try not to choke them before the game. Before the
look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It just never
don't
happened.
Don't let them shame you. Yeah. Yes, fuck that shit.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
Fuck that nerd shit.
Yeah.
All right.
I will. Reach
you came
over
just for the show.
I will reach over and strangle
you. Aren't you happy that we can have different perspectives and stuff?
The problem is you only get 32% on your pit boy.
Just from you, I just hit psycho. Exactly.
But no,
that made my day when that dude hit that buff out.
That made my day.
Yeah, this everything is they made it so friendly for people such as yourselves that never seen Fallout or played Fallout. My wife as well, she was watching it. She was like asking me about stuff, and I'm fucking nerding out. I watched the third episode at my mom's house with my brother. I'm fucking nerding out the entire time. Is just me fucking. That's a
they did it. They did the thing.
You see the Ripper. It's a great replica for Ripper without any customization.
Oh my God,
it's such a good replica.
See, this is what it just shows you. It was done with complete love. It reminds me when I was watching the fucking One Piece live action, how there were so many references, or they changed some things, but it still made sense and everything. All the little like Easter eggs and everything, but at the same time, it was still a well-gunned story that anyone could follow, even if you were brand new to the
series. Yeah, the the way that they went around just explaining stuff and like a stim pack, mm-hmm. you get it. It's yeah, a heel, exactly. right? Yeah. Like the way that they explained, like I saw a lot of people, especially there was a lot of people online that were like, the show is woke, blah, blah, blah.
Oh
like,
my God.
As soon Those as the people. First episode, oh, yeah, as soon the, as the first they, episode, them? Yeah, they all ate their fucking words. The show is just good, man.
No, they still complain about the they that they saw there. The they,
those aren't people.
The non-binary people.
Oh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What?
Not those, them. Those aren't the, oh, the people. The complainers.
Yeah, they're oh, the not people. People. Okay. Yeah.
They're not they,
real. Come on, set your brother up for success.
No, okay. I was
he would never.
The way right, that they, right. that the casting, I do want to bring up the casting was great because every single person looks like a Bethesda pre-roll. Like before you...
Absolutely.
Every single fucking person looking like a Bethesda pre-roll. They all had jawlines of Woo. Gods.
Jaw.
I saw I saw something on X that said the homeboy Maximus. I want to say
yeah, Maximus.
He's like a it's like Denzel Washington, Jonathan Majors.
That's what every yeah, I saw
Jimmy Jr. one. Every, and I was sitting there watching the first episode, like he looks like a couple of people. I just don't know who.
Yeah. Everyone was frothing at the mouths, just saying like, "Oh, guys, Kang, there he is. Yeah. He could be Kang."
And we don't have to do that, y'all. We don't have to do that.
They did.
They fucking photoshopped.
They went right to it.
No, like Kang Multiverse.
I know Kang Multiverse. There it is. There it is.
It's over, guys. They already changed the name.
It's
cool.
It's over. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, it's
Kang's
cool.
Done.
It's cool. You know,
dynasty over.
I'm glad y'all are still into it though. Yeah, exactly. I am. But
the way that they explained in the first episode why Homegirl was going to be so good when she goes into the wasteland.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
This is exactly how you treat a show like this. You don't we don't want to dwell in storytelling in the first episode because we know the markers that we have to hit.
Yeah.
Boom. This is how you do it.
I will say her intelligence is a little low because she let homeboy buzz.
Damn.
She was trying
she
to.
Had, she's trying like, to oh, stars.
She was trusting.
She was
trusting.
The intelligence is a little
perception.
Their perception is low.
They're all the perceptions because they were really like high on like, oh, we're just happy to be trading stuff because they had tattoos. See, I'm like, these people look rough.
They have
as hell. See, as fuck.
Are that vault has charisma.
Yeah.
Perception is real.
Perception is low.
That's the one I want to say.
She hit that man with the radar. The thing said, she said, oh God, you're from outside.
Yeah, the way that they're approaching this whole thing is great. If they do another season, my hope is, I still don't know how it ends. I'm drinking this like a fine, expensive wine. Mm-hmm. I am sipping it and I am enjoying it.
I saw something on the line right before I came in that they got renewed for
already.
I hope so. My wish would be that they would treat this like a Fallout game, and every season takes place
in a new vault.
In a new vault, or a new area.
New characters.
That'd be great.
Because I'm, Fallout 4 or New Vegas is where I really, really jumped in and started enjoying the game. So if we eventually get to that, for me, that would be fantastic because I pretty much beat that one.
Apparently, people are trying to put some sort of canon to it because apparently it is canon to the storyline. It's supposed to take place
10 years after 4.
I thought it was supposed to be after New Vegas.
After 4?
Okay. Yeah.
A certain amount. I think it's like 10 years after 4.
Yeah. Okay.
Or something in that matter.
All right. So, we could get to that eventually.
Well, Vegas, I think Vegas is way before 4.
Oh, which is
like,
prequel?
That's what one of the issues is. I didn't really dwell into it because I didn't care.
It doesn't really matter.
That's one of the issues that people have into it. That one of the choices from New Vegas, they kind of hint to it in the show. And it went different than the game, I guess. But, like, everybody, the beauty about these games is that my experience and your experience are going to be completely different.
Exactly.
Because of the choices that you make. So, just because you sided with the house in New Vegas and maybe somebody else sided with the NPR, they're not canonical choices. They're just events.
The things that happen. Yeah.
So, I mean, if it didn't match up to New Vegas, whatever.
Exactly.
It is what it is. A post-apocalyptic world, I don't think transmission of information is going to be like it is.
That's what the actual original creator of Fallout said. Like, he came on to Twitter. So I'm like, guys, like, there's no reliable narratives in this world because everything's all fucked.
Yeah, all I care about is where the death claws. I hope there's a death claw in this game.
There has to be.
I hope there's a death claw in this season. And luckily, thank you, internet gods, I haven't been exposed to it. So...
I love it when a show is good and people shut up.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because I honestly haven't heard too much of it other than it being fantastic.
Exactly.
Same. It's so fantastic that all the praise is louder than the than the bullshit, which is the best kind of deception.
That's a good sign.
Because you know something's a little lackluster when you see the whole shit hit social media because no one cares.
Yeah, and it boosted Fallout 76 a lot. Oh. It is currently sitting at 500,000 current players.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. That hog shit ass game.
I'm in that bitch.
It has turned.
I am in that bitch.
I saw the rise or the fall of 76 or like when it first started. It was bad, but then eventually it grew and grew. Like first community, and then I guess eventually Todd brought some new changes and stuff.
And I'm having fun with it.
Yeah. It's $8.
It's a communal.
You guys sound like me when I talk about Destiny 2.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah.
What? I said you guys sound like me when I talk
about
Destiny.
Exactly what I am right now.
I'm glad you guys now understand where I'm coming from. So I expect to hear no more slander at this time now or the future. That.
Oh, no, there'll be slander.
No.
It's okay. It's okay, I understand.
Just because my leg hurts right now, I mean, I'm not going to kick you later.
Fair enough. It's all love. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
exactly.
But the only other thing, one of the things that's coming up is Avengers versus Alien. That is a comic that is set to come out in July this year. Jonathan Hickman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what really intrigued me.
Right. Me too.
That's a wild ass premise.
Wild.
But when you put Jonathan Hickman attached to that, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I was like,
yeah. It's in good hands. You didn't say that at first. I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
all right.
Do you think when a xenomorph takes over, like, you know, puts an egg into a mutant or a superhero, it'll come out with their powers.
Oh my god, that's gonna.
Hey, this is the Avengers, not any dirty muties, okay?
Everybody's mouth difference? Is open. So.
Ew. Okay.
Well,
I just can't wait to see the 7 dialogue bubbles for an alien.
Oh my god, the in between.
Yeah, it's just drooling. Exactly.
They're going to be markers displaying how old they are by age and classification and power.
Entire white pages of just
I'll tell
transcripts.
Yeah.
By the time this four-piece, because it is a four-piece issue series, I can tell you we're going to know more about aliens than we ever have. That's all I can give to you so
xenomorph, how they work in the Marvel Universe.
How they work, their hierarchies. We're going to understand a lot. We're going to walk into the next alien
feature
and be like, wow.
Exactly.
Somehow it's gonna tie into a 1976 fucking.
Oh yeah, they've
X-Men
always been
release.
Here. Yeah, exactly. They were in the background. You see this?
Yeah,
see?
Something about how this is supposed to tie into the first indication of the alien lore in the Marvel Universe. Something about the engineer as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, all I can say is hearing Hickman attached to it, I'll be looking out for it.
Yeah.
Is there any indication that it's going to be like a mature comic or is it going to be?
Well, yeah, it's going to be.
I'm just making
pretty.
It's going to be pretty something. Okay. Pretty
who do you want to see?
You know what they
who do you want to see?
They have Captain Marvel, Captain America, and who was the other person on the cover?
Iron Man?
Yeah.
He's going to get nutted in. Iron Man. It's going to just burst out. It's going to pop out of the arc reactor.
I want it to have
take the leg.
If that happens, I want the alien to instead of be like a crazy ass animal, whatever he makes a suit for himself and then he gets into it.
Yeah.
An alien suit.
The alien's gonna pop out and it's gonna have its own little reactor. It's gonna be wild.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm looking forward to it. Why not?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Better than that King Kong, you know, Godzilla shit.
Hey.
You mean Godzilla beating the shit out of Superman?
Yeah, I don't care what they're doing, what they got going on over there. But I suppose
justice
being dispensed.
Justice for the king of monsters.
I hope so, man.
Look, also apparently, moving on, Sam Raimi is apparently in talks to direct Spider-Man 4, not the Spider-Man 4 people are thinking of, but Tom Holland talks Spider-Man 4.
Oh,
what's the difference?
Huh?
Honestly, what's the difference?
One's better.
One has Tom Holland, one has Tobey Maguire.
Are you sure?
Like
they won't have both?
I mean,
he left.
We're done with all that. I'm cool with all that. We did it.
No Way Home was fine.
That's what we said in 2010 with Spider-Verse, and we haven't left.
I mean,
we haven't left.
You gotta know how to speak to the audience. That's all I'm saying.
That's a wild change in direction from the first three Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing in Sam Raimi to do Sam Raimi things. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it worked out for Doctor Strange, too.
Did it?
Yeah, did it?
It did. I mean, it's just that who gives a fuck about Doctor Strange? I'm sorry. Who really cares? Like, you know, he's cool and all. I just think that I would like to see his techniques modernized. And I haven't hated.
No.
Why not?
No.
He does a great job.
What's wrong? No. Are you saying Raimi's fun?
I didn't like Strange too. That's just me.
Well,
no,
yeah.
I'm there with
I
you.
I feel like
I'm there with you.
I'm down.
I mean, there are aspects of it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, I'm down for it. It's just that I've been hearing that this is supposed to be more ground level. So I'm hoping that I feel like it'll work better if there's not like a cosmic, like, multiversal whatever threat and everything. It's just Spider-Man doing Spider-Man things in New York.
Daredevil.
I heard Daredevil is supposed to show up.
I'm saying is that Sam Raimi's lens, Sam Raimi's signature on things, I think it could be very, very attractive to, and it has nothing but stuff to add to any modern project, because, you know, they don't make them like that anymore. So it did wonders. When I say for Doctor Strange 2, it did wonders as far as making me be interested for as long as I did.
For Doctor Strange in general?
Yeah. So.
Did you see the concept art that Sam Raimi drew up that they didn't use?
No.
What he wanted to do versus what they let him do? His movie was better than Disney's movie.
Sure.
All the time. I mean,
yeah, like,
by a long shot.
That's why he had to go and redo Evil Dead 3 times.
Like, because they wouldn't allow him to do.
No, I mean, because he just come up. I mean, he always has really great ideas. His ideas are not the problem.
It's the limitations that he's given to him and everything.
Right, and I'm speaking knowing that everything is going to be put through one of those fine filters, and only little bits of it's going to get through. But the bits of it that get through, in my mind, are going to be a spectacle to see, and I'm looking forward to that. That's pretty much all I'm looking for these movies, to show me something that gets my heart going for a little bit. Hopefully the entire experience is enjoyable, but for me, I'm just looking for moments. You know what I mean? If I wanted to, good experiences, like, they come out every Wednesday, I can just go get it there. But seeing it in the movie's nice. So
this could be Kirsten Dunst's chance.
No. She can be Aunt May.
No, Aunt May is still there.
Oh.
She had her chance. She's in Civil War. She had her chance.
No. I'm talking about in superhero movies.
No.
You think I'm not?
She can be Madame Web.
She can be actually Madame Web.
Yeah,
Madame
Sony owns that.
No.
They took it already.
No.
They don't. Yeah. She can be, instead of being Madame Web, she can be Mistress.
Mistress. Yeah, she can be Mistress Web.
Yeah. OC Mistress.
Mistress. Whatever the.
She's blind as well, but she can,
Mistress the Net. There it is. Mistress Net.
Yeah, Mistress Net. I'll take that.
Okay. All right. I can.
She sounds dirty.
Speaking of dirty things, Blair Witch Project is coming back, and
it does sound dirty.
It does sound dirty.
Wake me up when she leaves.
Hey,
it sounds like Dirty Feet and Pumpkin Spice.
Yeah. Actually, yeah,
that's what it is.
Apparently, Blumhouse and Lionsgate are combining together to make movies together. Lionsgate is letting them make movies of their classics, and so Blumhouse is going to start off with Blair Witch Project.
More like Bumhouse.
Yeah.
How excited are you for your favorite franchise? Oh,
they keep hurting me.
It's fine. Chris doesn't like anything.
I know. I love Blair Witch. I will stay in Blair Witch. I will be there, and I will be sad when it's bad. I remember taking both of you to the Blair Witch. Remember I took you to Blair Witch?
I remember that.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Did I fall asleep?
No, you just came out mad. I know you. All I remember is that we came out the theater and we were walking back to Clarence's house, and Clarence was like, "Why'd you make us go see that movie?" I'm sorry. And it's what doesn't help me have faith in this new film is the fact that the same producer from that film is coming back to do this.
Well, it's based on a true story, so.
It's not based on a true story.
We have to get the people who know what they're talking about, right?
Look, I got to see what he's talking about.
Look, I got to see the witch this time. Okay,
there was no witch. That wasn't a witch.
No, I don't care. I got to see it this time. No, I got to see something.
That was not a.
I'm leaving with something. Goddamn it.
Okay,
I'm leaving with something.
You look confused. Any more of this bullshit? Please, more of that
at all.
No more of that. She's been there for 8 minutes.
It's over.
Shaking white woman.
Look, yeah, I'll take that.
Harlem shaking. Yeah.
The phenomenon happened. It came and went. You can't recreate it. It's over.
I completely understand that. And I'm saying, I remember I said it was dirty because not only that, like, one, apparently with this new project, they're not bringing in Eduardo or Daniel, the two directors from the first film.
Who?
Eduardo.
Who?
Sanchez.
Who?
My cousin.
Your cousin who directed this film. They are not going to be consulted at all. And apparently,
thank God,
the actors from the film they haven't gotten any sort of like compensation from this from the success of the first Blair Witch.
Uh-oh.
Like, it's coming on to his 25th anniversary and they haven't gotten anything, and they're asking for, since they're, especially the fact that they're remaking this, they're asking for residuals for the film that what's they never got.
What's your contract say?
What contract? This was an indie film, so there was nothing.
There you go. There's a problem right there.
They want. Unfortunately, yeah. It's
should have cleared the sample.
Did it? Was, it was the 90s, baby.
Gotta read that fine print.
Oh my god. Yeah, and they're asking for. I mean, I know. Unfortunately, they're not gonna get any. They're not gonna see anything. But they are asking for, like,
especially since it's Warner Brothers. Y'all ain't getting shit.
They can see the movie when it comes out.
but not
up front.
Not up front.
Put them in the guest.
Yeah, way in the back.
Like, I do wonder how far they're going to go with this, only because, like, I do agree with them.
The dumpster.
Not consolation. Consolation or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, they said they want consolation for future projects, but only if they use their names and likenesses.
Yeah, they're not going to use their names.
Heather, like, their names are attached to this because they use them as real people in the films.
Right.
In the old films. So that's still...
This is going to be a reboot. Heather never existed.
Probably, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
This is going to be a completely new movie. They're not going to touch the last franchise. That would be insane too.
Yeah, it would. You can't recreate.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's not the Blair Witch anymore. It's the Snare Spectre.
Yeah.
Y'all did this.
I hate the fact that sounds so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will be there.
Of course you will.
And I will.
Front and center.
And I will bring you guys with me.
You just don't learn. Look,
bro, you guys want to come with me?
I'll go with you, but I'm not going to do no late night showing. All right? I want to get this done and out the way.
Afternoon?
In the afternoon.
Maybe in the morning, maybe, too.
Matinee?
Yeah, matinee.
That's what I'm saying,
$5.
Dog. Look, we're going on Tuesday. We're going on early Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then go see the movie.
That sounds about right to me.
That's fine.
Not calling off work.
Not calling off work.
No, I would never ask you guys. I'm not calling off work.
I'll call off work for anything. So maybe you can get me. But
I mean, well, yeah, but that's okay. I'll yeah, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You'll say that, but then like Jamal, he was like, no.
Oh no.
I got a double shift. Yeah. I can't make it.
He'll call off work regardless. Just turn back over and go to bed.
I know, just won't go. Exactly. I'm calling off work for me. But yeah, so that's what's going on.
I don't know why it's taking them so long to just get the Blair Witch formula down. Just make a Blair Witch movie, like, you know.
Just make a Blade movie.
Is anybody still attached to this project? What's going on?
Oh, Blade Ali.
Ali's attached, and then so with apparently Mia Goff from Maxine.
Sweet.
She's the villain apparently.
Now she gets to kick people off the clock.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But yeah, that's the newest news is, you know, he's still on. They're taking it back to basics, guys. They're
It's just a vampire movie. They're gonna take it from a structured narrative to
just killing vampires.
Blade's just killing vampires.
I don't know whether to be happy or excited about that.
I didn't know that it was supposed to be a period piece at first.
Of what?
I don't
about
know.
What?
I about Blade, I guess he's gonna be in the past.
I'm getting cramps, so it is.
It's a period.
By the time they make this damn movie, I'm going to look like Lucian. All right? I'm going to wake up, talk about something.
Jesus.
Hey, don't talk shit on Underworld.
Thank you. That was perfect. Thank you for not missing it.
Bring Underworld back.
No.
Do it.
No.
No.
Do it again.
No.
Fuck yeah.
You guys are
animals.
Let's go.
Get him out of here.
They're animals.
Get him out of here. We don't want to see that.
I want all of it.
But no, I just, you know.
You know what it looked like, Kate Beckinsale in
oh my God.
True Leather.
I mean, that first
not even
one,
she do now.
That first one, that second one. Yeah, true. Yeah. in that first one, though.
Oh my God.
That second one. Whoo-
Peerless.
Wee.
You know my fascination. All the films. My fascination for that style of haircut haunted me for 15 plus years.
Man was fighting demons.
You mean the birds
I made
of prey
my
haircut?
Wife get that haircut.
Oh my God.
Can you do this?
Can you give her this?
Hey,
give her the cape.
If I pay for your haircut,
you're gonna get the Celine right now. Get the Celine.
Oh shit, man!
It'll grow back. It'll grow back.
Just like, make the movie come out. I think we shared our really you know good opinions on where we stand on the Blade movie in the last pod.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you know I mean,
I just didn't expect news so soon. I'm like, God damn! Like, right. Just make news, the movie.
They're literally just hankering for anything. Right. They're at this point. They're just giving you the lunch special. Pretty much. What they're gonna have for dinner?
I want all the deleted scenes. I want it all. If they release a DVD or
just
Blu-ray,
bring in a fucking truck of reels.
I want that special feature. I want to see all that chopped footage. I want to see it all. I want to see the vision. I want to see the vision.
Yeah.
What vision?
Where exactly.
Everybody's blind.
Everyone's blind. The vision where Black Knight was here.
They're going to start filming in Mexico in September.
Yeah.
It's going to be just
Mexican vampires versus Black Blade.
Put on the brown filter.
Yeah.
It's time. It's time.
Set the tone.
And then Mia Goth is there.
So yeah, and then Mia Goth.
Take that for what you will.
I mean, it's dusk till dawn.
Oh my gosh.
I'm into it. The only
Get Salma Hayek, please.
Oh, hey.
For the love of God.
Hey, sure. Why not? Make this thing sweet for all of us.
Yeah, save this film. That's the only way you save this
film. We know it's not going to be the last Blade movie. It's not going to be the last Blade movie. Oh, it'll come back. And there's no such thing as the last movie. Right, Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, who believed?
Hold on. Let me defend my man real quick.
I'm just saying, who believed they say he was done? Who believed it?
No, okay. Well,
He has to do his last movie before he's done first.
But he said that
if he never does the movie,
he didn't. There won't ever be the last movie. The thing is, he didn't say that he was still the next movie would not be his last. I think he's still on track to do that, but it's not going to be the movie critic like he was.
Yeah, he scrapped that idea.
Yeah,
which. I don't know. I was kind of excited for that, but
Kill Bill Part 3. Kill Bill Part 3. Maybe.
Keep trying.
Maybe. Maybe he saw that this shit ain't gonna. He was like, damn, maybe I should go out with a bang instead of a whimper. Nobody wants to talk about
it. No, but I agree with Clarence. It's not going to be his last movie.
No.
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 How many times has Jay-Z retired?
He can't let himself not be the best.
Is you know, like, he retire?
Right.
No. No, exactly. Like, he can't not come back. Like, man, I'm going to show these kids.
I mean, what he's going to do is I have a feeling. So let's say in 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. 4 to 5 years when he finishes his movie, he drops the movie. He'll probably do like 4 or 5 years of producing, executive producing.
Oh, yeah.
Being in the background. And then he's going to get the itch. He's going to get the itch. And about 20, 50, right before he kicks the bucket. He'll probably drop another one.
Yeah, he's gonna make a studio. It's gonna be called Royale with Cheese Studios, and
Royale Studios
with Cheese. And then like he's gonna be producing shit. He's gonna literally it's gonna say you know from the producer you know for Quentin Tarantino
link back
something like
up
that.
Link back up with Robert Rodriguez. Let's get another one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, please.
Why not? Let's just do that again.
You don't have to stop Quentin. You have so much money and power. You don't have to.
Quentin Tarantino is going to make the second Blade movie.
I hope so.
There might be like a
hack to this. Like you just get a random prolific
movie director
to do your second Blade movie. And
I want Quentin Tarantino
exactly
and Guillermo del Toro on the second Blade
movie.
Stop
it.
No.
We had that before.
Do you want my heart to be there?
I want success.
My heart's going to be fucking imploding.
Going to give him a heart attack.
It might come.
It might.
Again. So just putting that out there.
Yeah.
The way I see it, I'm cool on him dropping the film critic. Yeah. I can really see that over the last movie,
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He really, really, really wanted to show us his love and adoration for filmmaking and feet. Well, that's always. Okay. That's a gift.
Yeah.
He really wanted to. He was really. Half the movie was him accessing about how he loved these old movies and how they looked and putting them together and getting the scene right. And, you know, I can respect all that. Yeah. I can, you know, but, like, I also don't really want to see a whole, like, movie with that kind of vibe.
When I heard the concept, I'm like, come on. Like, it feels like
cool
he was just,
that.
It was supposed to be him being mad at like newer films or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I wanted.
That's what you wanted?
Give me that old man rage at shit that you don't understand.
We get that shit every day, man.
He could do that shit on that interview.
Go watch a Bill Burr movie.
I don't want to see that as a movie. But that's just me.
Bill Burr starring in a fucking, come on.
No, he had a movie on Netflix. That's just old man complaining.
Yeah, I know. It's his podcast.
I don't know. I do wonder what brought this up, because he was so gung-ho about it, especially honestly, when people were asking him to just do Kill Bill Part 3.
He probably hit a wall with it. And
yeah.
And instead of dragging it out, like George R.R. Martin, he knows when to fucking call it quits.
Hey, let him make his video games and animations. And stuff.
He doesn't.
He's got you waiting on the teat.
What did he do in Elden Ring? I want people to tell me what
the
he did.
He did the lore in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Because from his interviews, he literally sat down and was like, what if these people were like over here? And then this thing was like over here.
Whatever he did.
And then like things happened over there.
Heido.
And then stuff happened.
Heido.
I think
he made Kaelid.
Heido. Whatever worked. I'm going to tell you this right now. He put more work in making the lore for Elden Ring than he did for Winds of Winter.
I'm going to crush this fucking can.
That's just the truth.
For Winds of Winter.
Yeah.
Hey,
calm down.
This is the second to last book. It's not even the last one.
He's a self-insert. He's General Radahn.
He's General. Oh, he's dead? He's a zombie?
Holding the words of Game of Thrones up in the sky.
And the horse, instead of it being his horse, it's his pet. It's his pet corgi.
Yeah, okay. You know what?
He wants to
ride his
pet steed, his trusty steed. He needs gravity magic.
I have nothing to enter on this part of the podcast. I don't play Elden Ring, so I don't know these references.
Shut up, no one asks.
That's all. Just want to make that clear.
I know what we can touch on a little bit. I know we're reaching the end of it. About superhero fatigue. A little discussion on that. Heido, you posted a tweet from one of the, you know, not director, but like someone who was involved in the new Fantastic Four film, talking about how what people think. I mean, what he believed, his take.
The
Human Torch actor. Yeah.
Yeah, he went on Twitter, and I wish I had the tweet up. I can't remember when I posted it, but yeah, he went on Twitter and he kind of like described why superhero fatigue is happening. And he made some decent points.
Yeah.
The main one that I can remember right now off the top of my head without actually looking at it is the fact that, and actually Disney is already addressing this, the volume of the stuff that's going out. You're not making movies to tell the story. It feels like they're making these movies to push an overacted narrative, but without there having a story to build on it, they're just kind of like, look at this thing.
He's over here.
And eventually it's going to make sense.
But you have to watch the whole thing.
We're not going to put any fucking ground rules. We're not going to build a foundation. We're just kind of just chugging along. And I think we've said it plenty of times here in the pod. We agree with him. It's been just kind of like we're just hogging along. You know, we got momentum, and we just kept the same ball moving without actually laying down new road.
Yeah. Right. Like, it's not going anywhere. It's just individualized.
It's just not being done right right now. Like, it seems like ever since Endgame, they've been not sure what their new way of doing things is, because they wanted to try to change it up, but it hasn't been really
They try to do a formulaic stance, and I get it. You want to have your product all kind of have the same taste or seasoning to it. So when you do a formulaic thing, you just kind of it'll have the same flavor. Shang-Chi will have the same flavor as Ant-Man, and you know what you're gonna go get, and that's not necessarily good when you're telling different stories. You want different perspectives. You want different styles of movies.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I do give the Doctor Strange 2 is the way that movie was made was a little bit differently.
Yeah.
From the formulaic Marvel thing, even though it still suffered a lot from the same problems that the formulaic movies do, but at least it attempted, at least stylistically, to do something a little bit differently.
Yeah, which I think it comes from like what Clarence mentioned about how like they kind of just held them back a little bit from going full because they wanted to fit in this huge narrative.
Correct.
Instead of trying to focus on just making one good story and maybe having little hints of an overall narrative, which it feels like this new way of doing it, you'll get like a good one every couple of movies that's like stands out and everything, because there has been, to my opinion, like there's been ones that are good, and there have been like consistent ones that are kind of like mad, but not like terrible.
Right.
But then sometimes you get like
They're just thunder. There. They're fillers.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly.
A lot of these have become fillers. Cause you can't tell me what the fuck Shang-Chi was about. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Family.
I remember the bus scene.
China. It was about China.
China.
So, to my memory. No, listen.
Can you remember?
In my view, you know, I'm here to chill. I'm here to tell you that I do like all this stuff. As a avid reader, you know, not everything comes together. Sometimes you get years where there's no cohesive story. There's no big X-Men tie-in. It's just, I'm doing this over here. I'm doing this over here. I'm doing this over here. I hope everybody likes this flavor.
That works in comics, I feel like, but in a gigantic industry as movies.
Yeah, I get it. We need to, if we start with a formula, then you either need to adapt it or break it completely and do something different. Yeah. That's the only thing that I've seen that's kind of held them back is they need to, you know, put full sales into one thing or the other.
Yes.
Like either let somebody break out and let everybody do their own thing, or come up with a better formula that works. Because I'll be honest, as much as I like a lot of the flavors that they've been putting out, I don't give a shit about Agatha Harkness. I don't give a shit about where we're gonna see Madeline next. That the lady that showed
the Hydra girl.
No. That she was like just some. Like city girl that hung out with Wong and she was in shit. Like, I don't give a shit where I don't care about none of that extra shit. I don't care about any of
that. What about Ironheart?
I mean, cool. If they give her a show, whatever.
Again, what did they do with Ironheart?
Not much. They said she showed up in Black Panther and they said, all right, bye. You have a nice day.
You have a nice weird looking suit.
And that's to our point. You're just putting in, you're name dropping.
Right.
Yeah. And to try to set up to the next thing, and then that thing will name drop the next thing.
Yeah. And then, but you don't put any love into that next thing you name drop. So that next thing, when it does reappear, you're kind of like left in the wind. Like, why should I care about this person?
I think it's hard because it's like some of the people that they're name dropping as of late don't have the same reverence as the
main one.
Some of the originals that they were putting out. And, you know, that's where you find out where your reader base has really been growing at, because it's like,
that's why
Moon Knight.
Right.
Like, you know, whatever.
Why did
Echo?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't sell that one to me.
Hey, but I mean,
Kate
Bishop. She's named.
No. Yeah,
exactly.
Kate Bishop's cool.
Who watched the Hawkeye show for Kate Bishop?
For not Hawkeye.
Not I, sir, but I'm glad she was there.
Yeah, her and White Widow.
Yeah, fantastic. Great. Yeah.
Great.
Beautiful. What are you how do they fall into Everlegend story? Because at this point, that's what you've accustomed people.
Right. People want to know what all this is for. Yeah. You know,
I just want them to hurry up and give me mutants heralded in by Kamala Khan. Just hurry up. Do it.
Again, now you're adding more stuff to the gumbo that's already
started it. Well, they started it. They just gotta finish it.
To me,
that's why I agree with what the actor said. The actor for Human Torch is stepping back into maybe time period pieces, or maybe, you know, honing in into a developed story within itself that doesn't actually have to worry about anything else. That's what helps. Mm-hmm. That's what's good, right? When you develop that story, then you fall in love with those characters. Now, if they show up anywhere else, you're not questioning how they fit into the stuff.
You just you're just happy that they're there.
Yeah, that's the point of the story from that movie. Mm-hmm. The point of the story of that movie is to let me know how these people that I loved from this movie fall in place into that.
Yeah.
But when you're relying on this story being held up by this story and this story being held up by this story over here, then you have a convolution that is not going to hold the attention of fairly many people.
Right. People are fickle. And in the ones that have valid concerns, you know,
are very few.
Are very, very few.
Valid concerns.
I might not even have valid concerns.
So, oh, 100%. Yeah.
But it can't be missed that we do want something to take hold. And that's just kind of like what we're waiting on. And it seems like they're aimed to do that with this Fantastic Four project. As far as superhero fatigue, you know where I stand on it. I've said it a couple of times in this podcast. I feel it's made up. I feel like it's fake news. I feel like it's fake news. I feel like people are just fickle.
Misinformation.
You know? Mm-hmm. And most of you aren't. We're not really here for it in the jump. You just, you know, like t-shirts and collecting and whatever, which is cool. You know, you can do that. Not everybody, you know, has the same hobbies, but
I don't know. I don't think you can do that and then complain when Storm has a mohawk and you're like, she's never had a mohawk. This is bulk. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
The people who say that aren't real.
They're not real. They are real.
They're not real.
I don't
people.
Listen to the knuckle draggers, you know, anymore.
They're not real people.
They're, you know?
They're homunculi.
If it was just one of a balloon, it'd be fine. But like they are in a collective.
They're homunculi. Well,
the thing is that when something you love gets brought out, and I've experienced this with many things that that I've liked, that it may have been just like kind of sub, call it underground or whatever. Yeah. When the mass population takes a hold of it, you cannot control how the mass population looks at something that you already love.
Yeah.
When that gets taken by the mass population, each person is going to have their expectation of that product. And that product's job is now to fulfill everybody's liking, which is never going to be possible.
At all. So.
Which, when you start getting quotations such as superhero fatigue. Well, if you have superhero fatigue, it's because you just get fatigued when the fad is over. Mm-hmm. Like, superheroes have been there. That product has been everywhere.
Yeah.
From every single
piece of pop
since the 70s.
Forever.
Yeah.
And this ain't new. So,
and it's like, no one's dragging them. Like, it'd be the same.
No one's dragging
them. It's the same people who will say, oh, superhero fatigue. And there are a lot of them, supposedly. But yet they continue to come back to every single film and still complain about it and still say superhero fatigue.
My thing is like this. It's like if they're, sure, superhero fatigue, whatever. It's like, but do we have fatigue for white man with a gun conflicts? Do we have fatigue for westerns? Do we have fatigues for mobster flicks? It's like we have this thing here in this Western culture where it's like we just keep redoing the same cycles over and over again. Yeah. The '80s, the '90s. You know what I mean? Like no one's doing anything overly original. But it's like somebody coined the phrase superhero fatigue and now everybody and their mom is saying it because it's popular to say. It's used to say it's like,
and it makes,
I like, you know.
I would say it made sense 5 years ago when for sure you were getting the bulk of Hollywood productions were superhero.
Oh, they were going nuts.
Thing. Yeah. And that is partly due to the success. Like when a record breaks and it has that sound, everybody's going to copy that sound, right?
True. Right.
Everybody's going to do what's popular. So you end up getting with a fatigue of, like you said, every single genre is going to go around and have their moment in the sun. Superheroes came, and will they survive in the next 5 years, 5-10 years? Will we be still talking about a major AAA blockbuster movie featuring superheroes in 10 years, 5 years? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
And that's left for the market to decide. That's left for you to decide. So if you are superhero fatigued, then fucking sit your ass at home.
Yeah, right. Don't
stop bringing your children to the fucking comic book movie when the 35-year-old man is trying to enjoy his comic book.
And right. just because they don't have a cape or a cowl on, don't make it not a superhero movie.
Right.
Holy shit.
No, I agree with that. 100%. Let me enjoy my shit.
Everyone's going to start shutting the fuck up when
Reed
Deadpool
Richards
and Wolverine comes out.
You don't know Reed Richards' birthday. Get the fuck out.
You don't know.
Like I said, we'll fix all of our problems with this modern stuff the second we go back to shaming nerd culture.
Yeah.
And then the
time
only
to go,
yeah,
we time
yeah.
to go back to the shadows.
Go back to the shadows.
Y'all
be gone.
Y'all think this is going to stick around? Nah. We're going to be leprosy real quick.
Every kingdom falls.
Every kingdom falls.
I will
enjoy
be there
while you can.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the most you're ever going to get.
Yeah.
So enjoy.
Now, the next fatigue is going to be manga fatigue. Like,
No such thing.
Never.
See?
Wait.
Do you want to know why? Because they're not complaining about it now.
No.
I'm saying when they start
making those into movies and they have the 17th Yu Yu Hakusho.
They're not even complaining about it from the comic perspective. And a lot of that shit is
nobody was complaining about it in the comic. Nobody was complaining about the comic perspective back in the 90s when the X-Men were doing the dumbest shit in the world. Because nobody gave a fuck.
He's writing it.
And also, what's with all this
what
bullshit? We had Percy Jackson. We had Twilight. We had Maze Runner. Where's the young adults book fatigue?
Oh,
God damn it.
I was fatigued.
Only applies
to superheroes.
No, right. No. Trust me. Apparently. That was fatigue.
No, I had that too.
No, I'm just saying they only apply because the word didn't come up until now. Yeah. But they're not going to think about the past.
I wish someone made a word for that shit.
Yeah, I wish they would have made a word for like ancient Greek fatigue. Remember that? Ancient white Greek fatigue.
After 300, that shit just went out of control.
Everywhere. Everyone had a fucking shield and spear and no
shirt on.
Every
slow motion spear throw.
Listen, they invented democracy. Goddamn.
You put some respect on it.
And fucking boys. You better put some respect on it. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of which, apparently...
We're not going to speak about fucking boys.
No, we're not. Oh, I was talking about boys.
Thank God.
I was going to say, apparently people came to a consensus that 300 is Zack Snyder's best film.
They talked about his tier list
because recently Rebel Moon Part 2
came out to a whopping 19,
under 20%.
Can all you nerds shut the fuck up now about this direct? No, I love him. He's great, but like
we can't leave this man.
God damn it, we've got
audience score is going to be 95.
It will be
okay, Ben. Yeah, you know they're going to come say they're going to be
what it is.
It's good, guys. See, obviously the critics are woke and 500. They hate
alternate
him.
Alternate accounts. They're gonna be like,
my God, man.
Y'all trying to watch it?
Oh yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
I don't have Netflix.
True,
somebody does.
Say you're right. They took it away from me. I don't have a way to watch it anymore.
Don't worry, somebody does.
You're right. No, but no, we can't share no more.
Oh.
Yeah, we can't.
We'll see.
Yeah, they say, "Oh, you didn't log in from your primary IP."
I'm like, "Wait, what?
Tisk,
what are you talking
tisk,
about?"
Tisk, tisk.
I was about to watch One Piece and I'm like, "Nope." I'm like, "Oh."
You got One Piece.
Yeah.
I got One Piece. With that being said, I think that's pretty much the end of the docket, guys.
That's a wrap.
This has been another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast.
Yeah.
If you like what you've heard here, please like and subscribe. Follow us everywhere at Thirsty Nerds on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. While it's still there.
Oh my God.
I love how we say this every time and it's still there.
One day.
I don't know, man. I'm not keeping up.
That motherfucker is barely
It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going nowhere.
Where are the races going to be able to go pop shit?
They can't ban shit over here in the U.S. Good luck.
I mean, they passed it, so I don't know.
We'll have to see. You can follow me at Artisumo on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at Stooge Prime on Twitter.
You can follow me at What's King Making on TikTok for now, I guess.
You can follow me at just_Uno and Instagram and Twitter. And make sure you follow the Thirsty Nerds podcast on every single platform. Just look us up. We're right there.
At Thirsty Nerds. Everywhere, all the time.
And also, if you're interested in seeing me throw some big boys.
Yes. Links will be down below. Links will be everything. Down below.
Trying to watch some dudes touch torsos.
Yeah. Real hot. I still got my washi sunburn.
Girls there.
Huh? You can really see where my belt was. It's crazy.
And some dudes and some chicks touched torsos.
Yeah, there was some dudes. Some girls. Oh my God, they were flipping.
He did say unisex. You were correct.
Yeah. I saw it, man. Like, she was... Fuck. I'm like...
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
A killer right
that
there.
That was tough. Yeah. Fuck. But yeah. Peace out, nerds.
Peace.
I had it.